better humans. We're all related. We're one human family. And if you actually trace back to our ancestors and the common ancestor that we all have, we are all actually related. It's kind of crazy. Today we're talking about doctors and medicine, how to think about them. I had this insight earlier as I was writing the newsletter, thebetterhuman.co. Get that every other day. You don't want to miss it. I had this idea of the spectrum of how to think about doctors and medicine. You have one end of the spectrum where it's trauma. It's real-time surgery, life-saving intervention that you need, right? Or maybe even drugs you need or adrenaline, or you need something to save your life because there's something traumatic happening to you and you're probably going to die, right? That's when doctors and medicine is amazing, can save your life. But then you go to the other end of the spectrum and you have long-term chronic disease, which is actually the way most people die today. I mean, we're talking like a 20-to-1 ratio. 15-to-20-to-1 more people die in the world from chronic disease than from trauma or accidents or things like that. So when it comes to long-term disease, doctors and medicine are absolutely terrible. They're terrible at treating this. And they might say, like, you know, they're kind of feel-good platitudes, like eat better, sleep more, drink water, like whatever. But then even like, what do you eat? Doctors have no idea. Or they promote what they're legally, you could say, allowed to promote, which is the food pyramid, which is a utter scam that is built on big corporate lobbying, food subsidies, and a lot of really, really bad, broken research funded by big pharma and big food and et cetera. And then you understand why also long-term chronic disease is a ripe market opportunity for big pharma. And so then the default becomes, oh, you have this problem. So then we'll treat the symptoms. We'll give you this drug and you'll take this drug. I mean, there's literally doctors that I've heard of where they've gone to the doctor, and I'm trying to think of who it was. It was a friend of mine. Her dad had some kind of heart palpitation or something that came up out of nowhere. And the doctor said, you're going to take this drug for the rest of your life. And that's it. Just take this drug. You'll take it forever. That's it. And he was like, what? What are you talking about? This has become normal. Again, this makes a lot of sense. If you actually think about the traumatic trauma scenario, you have to save somebody's life, right? That's like in real time, you save their life and you actually hit them with a huge bill, which mostly goes to an insurance company if they have insurance or whatever. The economic incentive to save their life is big and they're going to have a bunch of treatments done and be in the hospital for who knows how long to recover from that. So the financial incentive there seems to be closer to the end result, and the mechanisms seem to be just not as much moral hazard there or weird inconsistencies, right? But then for chronic disease, because it's not a simple like I cut into you or stitch you up or do your surgery, though that does happen a lot, like surgery for back pain, for example, is not actually proven to ever cure back pain. It's like this multi-billion dollar industry of just like operating people for no reason. But with chronic disease, the economic incentive in place is we'll create a pill and then big pharma will give that to you and we'll write that script and then I'll just default to giving you that drug and that's my entire treatment plan. Oh, and yeah, you should obviously eat better and do these things. So the scale is the closer to trauma you get, the more useful and or beneficial medicine and doctors can be. But the further away from that you get, and when you maybe hit a certain point, then doctors and medicine are actually more dangerous and harmful than they are helpful. And if you look at the moral hazard and what you get from regulations and all the craziness that is like FDA and big pharma and medical cartel, et cetera, you see that these monopolies they have, and they're all working together, and especially with the vaccines, don't get me started on that, you see how the incentive for them to prescribe you something that benefits them is then loosely correlated to making you better. A lot of times it's not. It's just about trying to manage symptoms and kind of prevent them. That's what the research a lot of times is about, is like, well, can we mitigate these symptoms? Not can we actually cure the underlying disease or issue because we're not in the business of doing so. I mean, some people believe that there's been a cure for cancer for a long time, but there's more money in chemotherapy and things like that. That wouldn't surprise me. And again, it's economic incentives. And we're talking about $1.3 trillion in 2020 is what the pharmaceutical industry reached. $1.3 trillion. In 2021, it's going to probably be even higher with the COVID nonsense. So when you're thinking about medicine and doctors, or you hear me maybe berate them or demonize them or attack them, which I do, rightly so, you have to remember the quote that the mark of intelligence is being able to hold two conflicting ideas in your mind at the same time and still being able to function. When I say medicine or doctors, it doesn't mean every situation, and it doesn't mean that the entire industry as a whole. I'm talking about maybe a large swath or the way things are done or what the status quo in that industry is. That's not to say that everything they do is wrong or everything they do isn't beneficial, etc. You have to tease out the differences, because the truth of most things and the way to think about most things is somewhere in the middle. And this is spectrum is a perfect way to think about that. The closer you get to trauma, the more useful it likely is. The further away you get from it, the less useful. And then you reach a point where it's actually not useful anymore. It's probably damaging. And that's when you got to take your health in your own hands. I mean, when it comes to chronic disease, that's actually the only thing you should do, is you need to take your health into your own hands and understand everything and think for yourself and do independent critical thinking and research, because you're not going to come to the truth, because in this business and industry, there are a lot of powerful motivations and players that want you to get on a drug, get on some kind of payment plan, basically become a customer of theirs. And they're going to do everything they can to market to you that that's the best way. And doctors end up just becoming willing or unwilling or unknowing drug dealers in this. And it's just this big vicious cycle of destructiveness. I talk about this and more over at thebetterhuman.co newsletter, and get the podcast and the YouTube. Subscribe, share, like, do all those cool things to help me out. I really appreciate that. And I'll see you in the next one.